This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is Ihlanganani Midday Show on MUT Radio. Njengamanje, let us get to our interview of the day. You must khuluma ngani nange Hip Hop Thursday on MUT Radio. Singena kanje. Yes, yes, the bankroll INC is on air right about now, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, brother.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing? How's everybody? And good morning, good afternoon to the show and the listeners.
What is popping, my poo?
The hot season. It's a new year. Salim Dunyago Musha. It's a lot going on.
Come back, Ashley. Hey, to go to her.
Yo, kamba kahle ke mathethu ishino ngaka ke manje iBankro Inc ize ngomunye ushuni ke manje siyakhala.
Oh, you guys are calling yourself the Bankroll Inc. Liqale kanjani igama?
Bankro Inc ke ize ngokuthi ke thena ke lasiqhamuka khona eMalvern kuyahlupheka, but you mustn't let your past or situation yakho
itshele
ukuthi yazini. You can't make it. You can't yenza imali. You can't do this, can't what. No, we keep the bank rolling in. And this thing, siyivalele. We're so incorporated. Nothing can just mess this whole thing up.
Oh, you guys are a trio, right?
Yeah, bro.
Tell us more about ilokuzana, iBankroll Inc. as a trio now. Iqalo bani, iqale kanjani?
So iBankroll Inc. yaqala back in 2019. Yaqala kuyimina and my brother who Courage the Brave, and then his third partner Uche with him was busy alone doing his solo thing, and then Muscat Agu Tropa in 2019 September, I project it, yokala, yo, it went viral. Sadala go cause everywhere, it's a Puman of newspaper, Inner City Gazette. That was a big success. Following that, since guys, this is something good. I really would love to be part of this. And they got this, Zana, we just connected. And I was like, you know, my brother, let's just keep pushing this dream because it's so good. And we want to take SA hip hop industry to the world, not just like that.
Now tell us about the offering and I keep on 2019. How did it came about?
In 2019, quite a long story, but I'll make it short.
Yeah.
The whole project was inspired by, you know, Malvern. I think I was inspired by Malvern because yabona a blueprint, the blueprint sketch, it's matter of fact. Yes, story sugunaso or ngati popo sugunaso.
Yeah.
Ungabulicabanga kuphela, ulibhale phansi. Masubhalile, and then you plan ahead. You plan for your future. That's the blueprint. And that message, I feel like yabona everybody understood the message and everybody was taking it by heart. Whatever you guys are doing, we relate to it because we're speaking about intelligence again, Paratin, but we're not just doing it in a scent, we're doing it internationally.
Hey, international. So you guys are an international superstars, right?
Yebo.
Ngingakho nje nikhuluma isingisi nje. Lalelani.
Guys, amen. Yabona, enye into bro sifuna wonke umuntu ezwe. Siyashaya isinto kodwa in the end sifuna everybody understand ukuthi asikhulumi ngeZulu kuphela nje, umuntu angezwe, umuntu wase USA. Singakwazi ukukhuluma nesilungu, understand the story so that masithi we are living now, we are being.
Okay, right. I want to know, man, ukuthena, since 2019, you guys went viral. Nezizinto ezinkulu, nadlala nasemsakazweni emkhulu, naphuma nakuma newspaper. Now, how has your life changed since then?
Yo, yabona, so far it has changed for the best, but unfortunately, yabona, in life, kubuya nenkinga zayo. Yabona, zibe zikubuyisela emuva. Just that, yabona, a couple of years back, I lost my father, so ngabe ngibuyele emuva ngahlala phansi ukuthi ngiyithole because it was a huge shock.
Yeah.
So I had to come back from that. So kubuya kwami, this is us coming back. Ke sizodropa le project ke last year. It was supposed to drop ngo-January, but due to ama delays, so it has been ngo-December. Ngeke sivale 2023 singabanika ngalo shoni because it's the long awaited project.
Manje, because industry yomculo nje, it's very competitive, you understand? Uyashisa namhlanje, kusasa sekukhona omunye oshisa kangcono ukwedlula wena. So it's always like French way, ukushisa komuntu uyabona nje kuhlezi kunjalo nje. So tell us, man, ukuthi now what are the challenges entena wabheka la emculweni, and how have you overcame all those challenges?
Yeah, but the first one could say it's the quality. You work out first and foremost, the quality engomen, mawi artist, into a comedian quality. So, actually, quality abantini kunzima because wonke umuntu always claim ukuthi ngiyazi, and sometimes bangakurekhodela ingoma ingasound ngendlela ofuna ngayo. So, those are challenges I decided to just in. Let me take the matter into my own hands because if no one can do it, do it yourself. That's the best way we're so thinking. So we just took the initiative and decided to allow us to have a project to be to young into his walapu. He created la, a kayen. I quay on a pal. So it's been that. And ever since I started, let's move most of the time. My seasons and into it, it's been just continuous success, continuous thrive. And quite fortunate enough with the Skytactropy project. We've invited to Alex FM the first week.
Yeah.
And the following year interview will be on Palapala FM. We're still waiting on that, but already they're already playing Egoli. They're going crazy about it.
Ngifuna siphume ngayo ke eGoli. Kodwa njengamanje we have the Bankroll Inc. But in a 2 AM, we're gonna be back with the Bankroll Inc. Ikambakamabo, Cool Kid, Drip, ukhona Courage, the Brave, ukhona futhi ubani, Jay White. Zobe sikhuluma nabo ke. Ubani, uWithem.
Jay with them, Jay with them.
Oh, with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Basha Boma, screw. Onihlanganani Midday Show. This is MUT Radio. Njengamanje, the Bankroll Inc. Batena 2 AM. Inc., ladies and gentlemen. I must say, brothers, this is fire. Yazukutini. This is fire, man. I want to know ukuthena ubani, ubani obhalayo, ubani oculayo. Noma nonke niyacula, mase angazi, but
as a producer, ya bala, tete konke kwasani, full package.
Ni full package.
Full package, full package.
Kona lona oshaya ilokuzani, is it a hook or something like that?
Yeah, hook, okay. Mina ke ukhokhe triple hook. Ogu first verse, that's Courage the Brave. Second hook, that's Jay with them. Ngiphinde ngibe nge hook ke ngibashe ngoshuno shesa.
Oh, Cool Kid lo ngikhuluma naye.
Yayibona ke le ndaba nangu Jeke ngapha ngiphethe no Courage eceleni.
Ah, mfethu asibonene uJeke. Jeke mfethu.
How's it, my brother?
I'm good, man. What's popping, my brother?
We are pilea, putuam.
Siyabonga kakhulu, mfethu. Now, I want to know, kutena, since ninga ma artist ni bangane nhlangene, man. Siyaz kutena, most of the time, akhona nje ama groups amaningi esiwaziyo ukuthi na ayahlukana, but what is that one thing enehlukanisayo nina from any other music group?
Yes, so Tina, since we started this, like from a meeting yetu, it was very connected to the point where ukuthi everything esiyaziyo siyifunde simultaneously, you understand? So everything esiyaziyo is like information engiyaziyo, ngiyazi ukuthi even if I leave Cool Kid Drip with it, he can use it and utilize it.
Yeah.
Even if he leaves, we trust each other to that point, you understand? Since from there, then this project became like Martini. Into Eskaza, Uti, how are we as this trio when we are together?
Yes,
my brother, it's like that.
Okushukutena, there is a connection, man, way beyond music and Wenzayo.
My brother, a very big connection. We connected. We knew that once we start making this music, Sabon Uchazin, we have this connection that we know, Uti, we are in love with this craft. So we are taking this craft everywhere, making it big.
Bafethu, sinifisela konke okuhle nisifisela khona. All the best of luck. Sobe sesikhuluma sesithi nasake sakhuluma nabo kwi-MUT Radio. Mase sinibona senheadline laphayana, senheadline indawo zaphesheya njengabanye abaculi bala KZN noma la eSouth Africa. Tell us, man, ukuthi niyabhala nonke, aninayo i-ghostwriter?
Hayi, yabona manga kutshela kwale hoku, i-freestyle ayibhalwanga nje obishisa kanje. Yabona nje is pure talent. Into ekhona nje lana i-talent nje ekhayeni. I-talent and is God gifted and I'm so grateful for that ngoba nje yona i-talent ikhona. Ikhona nje. Yabona nje i-talent ikhona. That's why we working so hard on building this thing. Umzansi ubone le talent ekhona nje. Kungabe nje kubukeka nje ese industry kuthiwa no man. Akwenzeke lutho kanti talent isiphe. It needs to be out there.
Yeah. Nice, man. Asenzani kanjena ke. On ihlanganani midday show, we have what we call the hot seat. So we have like three hot questions. So since you guys are a trio and umuntu ngomuntu uzolokhuzana. Uzophendula umbuzo wakhe. Since radio and futhi, I don't want ulimo liqinile because khona uzothi you understand? Isn't it kanjani? Right. So we have the first question. Right. The question here too goes a long way. Remember, ukuthena, there was a diss track released by Big Zulu. Etisa amaculo abaculi abaningi. And wapendula uDuncan. Wapendula futhi laphana KO. You understand? Wapendula uQuesta with Edina Equantum freestyle. Wapendula KO laphana Super Mega. Was it a Super Mega? I'm not sure, but ngisazo check. Wapendula laphayana uDuncan waphendula ngegama elikhulu. You understand? So my question is, out of all these diss track aphendulwayo, laba abaphendulayo KO, Questa kanye nobani no Duncan, iyiphi eyathatha umhlanganiso? Ngifuna ukuqala ngobani ngo Cool Kid.
Duncan.
Ngobani? Ngoba wathuka inhlamba.
Questa. No. Why am I ning, man? No.
Yeah.
Questa.
Okay. Uto hamba go Questa. I wanna know Gutena. I wanna know Gutena why wa hamba no Questa mas.
Ah, Questa, I wanna kay the lake or god umpana jung clan sala makama de way in you. Hamba no.
Yeah. Ngathi khona ukuchuzisile kodwa eceleni. I'm not sure ukuthi that you sure ngalethe show.
Ngathi hamba
go Questa. All right.
Sasazi uJ no courage ke bona.
All right. Asenzeni kanje. Another question izoya kubane. Asiye kuJ with them. Jay, your question is, out of all the hip hop artists ala KZN, ubani ohamba phambili and why?
For me, love KZN, ngathi ngihamba no Beast.
Why ngihamba no Beast?
His lyrical content is very complex, but uyakwazi ukuthi akubekele istory ngendlela emnandi. I think most rappers do, but yena unale feel yesimanje-manje le.
Uh-huh.
I understand. Yes, unale feel yesimanje-manje le, so ukuthi i-track angalibeka a story, Mara, with the dope flow, you understand?
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Aspeke nu courage. Courage, the brave one. You are a brave one. So I need a brave answer. Gulo mbuse nzo kubuza wona, brother. So, Big Zulu, okay, oh.
Big Zulu, okay, oh.
Yeah.
Aye. No Big Zulu.
Tell us.
As much as KO, what release are like, his response is grand, like, Well, shy it was going to say, okay, and violence, yeah, but the fact that Big Zulu had like, yabona, the guts to go for these guys.
Yeah.
For me, there's something, I understand. It means something about him. He's daring, like a savvy, to just go for something. You understand? This makes him one of those guys, you understand?
I guess ngempela bakubiza brave one, wangempela ke. Yabona ke? That was a brave answer, brother. The Bankroll Inc. is Kuluma Nabogela kuhlanganani midday show on MUT Radio. The numbers are going high. Monitor yami ngitshela ama-1,000 that are tuning in on ihlanganani midday show. Bankroll Inc. man, asizweni ke bafethu ukuthi nasithola kanjani einkundleni zokuxhumana yom music futhi siuthola kanjani kuma music digital stores.
Yeah, music wethu ukhona available on every DSP. Just type Bankroll Inc. uzovela. YouTube everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, ngayakhona. And as for my social media platforms, siyatholakala ku Instagram as Bankroll_Inc. Bankroll_Inc. And then on Facebook, it's Bankroll Inc. Just Bankroll Inc. We're the only group that's doing it live like this.
Ah, brothers, naye koli niyayizwa lapho. Siyayidedela mfowethu. Siyabonga kakhulu bafowethu, sinifisela konke okuhle nisifisela khona la kuhlanganani imidday show. Sizodedela nje igoli baphuma ngayo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.